Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, something a little bit different today. I'm actually here in London, in Piccadilly, at Burlington House, which is the home of the Royal Astronomical Society. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about what this society is about with the help of Morgan Hollis, who's with me here. Good afternoon, Morgan.
Afternoon. Nice to be here.
And Morgan is the Deputy Press Officer and knows a bit about the history of this institution and what it has to do with South Africa, if anything. So let's start by just saying that the society was founded in 1820. And I must say the buildings here are very, very grand and beautiful with gorgeous old portraits on the wall. And it's something out of a sort of Harry Potter film set, really. And it was founded the same year as the South African Astronomical Observatory in Cape Town, or as it was called then, the Royal Observatory at the Cape of Good Hope. So please, Morgan, tell us something about the history of the Royal Astronomical Society and what it does currently.
Sure. So as you said, we were founded in 1820, so a long time ago now, and we are very lucky to have these fantastic premises here in Burlington House in the heart of London. We've been here for some time. The first president was William Herschel, of course, of Uranus fame, and also his sister Caroline Herschel was also very involved in the early years of the society as well.
Oh, and William's son John was in Cape Town, wasn't he?
I possibly...
Yes, yes, he was in Cape Town, which is Herschel School was named.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so, I mean, the Herschels have links throughout the astronomy of that period, so there's all sorts of connections. Yeah, so what we do these days is we are a charity and we aim to support and promote astronomy and geophysics as well. So we're involved in a variety of activities to support that objective. Some of those include, for example, the journal publishing. We produce one of the largest astronomy journals in the world and keep that running and do the peer review for that. Other sides to our operation involve things like outreach and running public events for the public and for our associate members. And we also, to kind of support the academic side of things, we offer grants and fellowships for students and academics to professionally, you know, carry out astronomy and geophysics. So we get involved in a wide range of things.
And there's going to be some big celebrations in 2020 because that marks the bicentenary, both of the Royal Astronomical Society and of the Observatory. And you're supporting some projects to celebrate that.
Yes, definitely. We've set aside £1 million in funding. And that is going to support, I think, 12 different projects which cover various aspects of outreach but are all focused on getting astronomy and geophysics out to the public. And yes, this project in South Africa wrote a fantastic proposal and was lucky enough to get a grant. So we're looking forward to seeing how we can support that and help with the exhibition.
Yes, that's an astronomical data exhibition that we're going to be building for 2020 in Cape Town. So I didn't realise that you were actually a charity.
Yeah, we are.
So do you have links with the Royal Greenwich Observatory here? Because you're a charity, aren't you?
Yeah, we are a charity. We don't have any official links or official ties with the Greenwich Observatory, but we do obviously work together with them on certain occasions, and we know the guys over there. Sometimes some of them come over and give public lectures here, for example. Mm. Yeah.
And how many people does the Royal Astronomical Society employ?
It's surprisingly few, I think. A lot of our membership think we're a very large organisation, probably due to the history and the kind of the prestige that we enjoy.
Thank you very much for telling us about the background of the Royal Astronomical Society and what you do now. I must say it's a great pleasure to be here in this very August establishment in this beautiful building in the heart of London. So that was something different for the listeners, and for now this is Ketchel Kirkham signing off from London in the UK.